One of the programs that came out of Operation Paperclip was MKUltra. Now, MKUltra was a very complex program that dealt with human experiments and mind manipulation.
As this 1952 CIA memo says, the aim is controlling an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his will, and even against such fundamental laws of nature as self-preservation.
In the Church Committee, MKUltra came out as an actual program of mind control using mental, physical, and sexual abuse and psychotropic drugs.
Lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD.
It was one of the first times that anybody had run into a powerful drug that was different than anything else that they knew anything about.
A decision was made at the highest levels of the CIA to do testing on unwitting Americans.
At Ravenscraig, Dr. Cameron went further with drugs and electric shock treatments than any researchers in the MKUltra project dared. His aim was to wipe the mind clean. Then he would implant new messages by forcing the patient to listen to a hypnotic repetition as many as a quarter of a million times. This was called psychic driving.
He would give the patient intensive electric treatment. He would attempt to implant new ideas in the mind of the patient.
Now, to a layman, it would appear that Dr. Cameron was trying to take the slate and wipe it clean, the slate being the mind. In other words, brainwashing.
Exactly, that's a very good comparison.
Brainwashing.
Yes,
good luck.
No. Good heavens.
You're doing fine, just try to describe it.
Oh, you don't know, you want to give yourself... You want to give yourself such a kick.
How do you feel inside?
Inside? I'm having inside.
Nobody explained it to me. Nobody ever asked me if I was willing to do it or anything.
They put me on sleep treatment. And they kept you asleep for 23 days. And while I was asleep, they were shocking the heck out of me with electric shocks and playing tapes.
Why are you letting me away from responsibility? Why are you letting me away?
It was really like a concentration camp.
Why talk to you about it? You might find it this way.
You look that way. Nothing for you to watch here, but you're going to talk to me as we go along.
They couldn't go any further because CI Director Richard Helms destroyed all the CI's MKUltra documents, and they had to rely on coached witnesses. So they were never able to dig even deeper. What they got was bad enough. It was never terminated. There's no evidence that it was ever terminated. No documents, no nothing, and not even an admission by the CIA that it's been terminated.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling better, thank you.
Feeling better? Are you sleeping well?
Yes, I'm sleeping better now.
We could disable a whole city by putting a very small amount in a water supply. After all of these years of us, those of us who are involved in this, looking for this secret drug, this was the only thing that began to look for the first time like it might be something like that.
So MKUltra was one of the hardest programs for me to wrap my head around because it's a lot of subset programs. And I was really surprised that Brad Martin knew about MKUltra.
People think that research people are crazy for talking about MKUltra, mind control. Even if they acknowledge that existed, they go, oh, well, that ended in the 70s. That's a crock of shit.
And perhaps the world's only hope of stopping a sinister assassination plot.
The movie that I did involving that topic was Zoolander.
The fashion industry has been behind every major political assassination over the last 200 years.
I mean, at the time, I was making a comedy, and I had no idea what I was involved with. But now, looking back on the movie, I'm blown away at just the propaganda.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
in a movie like Zoolander, when they're showing you that they're controlling Derek Zoolander's mind through mind control, you realize that they're trying to desensitize you and to make you think that what you're watching is fiction because it's in a comedy.
Like a mass MKUltra now. Their purpose is to capture the minds of the people and feed them false history. The CIA is funneling information into Hollywood. Hollywood is putting out in the movies, and the population believes it.
All right, so look, here's the deal. They have been desensitizing us since we were born, and I'll give you some examples. Let's start with the big one. Let's start with words we hear all the time and never even think about. Let's start with the word entertainment. To entertain. What does that mean? To bind or hold. To bind or hold what? An audience's attention. Okay, now let's take the word Hollywood. Where does that come from? Well, Hollywood comes from the holly tree. And the ancient druids, back in the day, used to take the holly tree, make wands to weave spells, cast spells, or channel spells. And when they needed help, they would consult the magi or the mediums of the day to help channel their spells to the population. We'll cut to today. What do we have in our houses? We have these black boxes. What are they called? TVs. But if you stop and you say the word tell-a-vision, television. And when you turn on that television, what do you get? What's the first thing that pops up? A list of channels. And when you turn on those channels, what's on those channels? Programming. They are programming you. They've been programming your whole life. You don't even know it. They do it with your music. They do it with your TV. They do it with your movies. They do it with your games. They have been programming us and programming you since you were little, and you don't even know it because you don't even question it.